Mental health has been a frequent topic at the Capitol following more tragic news from Parkland. Two students who survived last year's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacre took their own lives over the past 2 weeks. The Tampa Bay Times Miami Herald Bureau reports that while the legislature allocated $69 million for student mental health after the tragedy, almost none of it went to suicide prevention. But as Margie Menzel reports, some lawmakers have begun to study prevention programs.
Ray Rodriguez, the Estero Republican who chairs the House Health and Human Services Committee, is troubled by a recent report of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. In mid-February, as his panel heard a presentation on suicide, he pointed to data showing Americans' life expectancy had dropped for the third year in a row.
It's the first time we've seen that in this country since 1915 through 1918, which during that period we were dealing with a world war and a great influenza epidemic that accounted for the decline in life expectancy in this country.
The CDC also found suicide was a factor in the more recent decline.
If you look back to 1999, we've seen a major increase in suicides.
Uta Gaziok, director of substance abuse and mental health for the Department of Children and Families, told the panel nearly 3,200 Floridians lost their lives to suicide in 2017.
That is an increase of 65 individuals from 2016. In the state of Florida, suicide is the eighth leading cause of death. And compared nationally, we do have higher rates of suicide. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death.
To prevent suicide, she says, it's crucial to identify the populations with the highest rates. The age group in Florida with the highest suicide rate is 85 years and older, followed by the 55 to 64-year-old age group. When it comes to services for veterans, a group at particular risk for suicide, Gaziok says DCF is focusing on peer counseling, vet-to-vet services, and on funding such programs.
They'll be subcontracting with 211 facilities in other areas to actually have veteran peers to provide care coordination and a specific line that veterans can call for help and actually speak to another veteran.
St. John's Republican Representative Cindy Stevenson says she was shocked to learn that white males take their own lives at the highest rate by gender and race. Black females have the lowest suicide rate.
I was totally stunned, and most of the people I've talked to have been stunned, was white male non-veterans, and that was the case in my community. So I've heard a lot about the veterans, but I think it's an invisible epidemic in the other population as well. So I wanted, if there's any help you can give me in my own community or if we can address that in some way. I think it's an awareness issue.
Kim Gregg Lewitz of the University of Central Florida conducts research on suicide prevention. She says most state prevention efforts involve training adult gatekeepers to identify suicide warning signs and to respond. Florida has trained more than 16,000 adults as gatekeepers and 1,700 high school and college peer gatekeepers. But Gregg Lewitz says the state faces limited buy-in from agencies and schools and a lack of input from people actually using the services.
We're also seeing that funding to scale up these programs is lacking. All of the projects that we've been implemented in the state thus far are more or less pilot projects. And once the federal dollars are gone, there's a limited amount of funding to scale up the programs to make it more widespread across agencies and communities.
Rodriguez says lawmakers will be guided by policy and research in improving Florida's prevention efforts. I'm Margie Menzel.